Good morning. It is good to talk to you again. It's a shame it can't be face to face, but present conditions don't allow that. But we have technology to be able to reach out and still encourage and uphold each other in these difficult times. Praise the Lord. I feel there is a recurring theme in our church at the moment of surrender, harvest, and more to come. This morning I want to try and cover these three topics and then bring it all together in the end. Let's see how we get on. Surrender. When we think of earthly surrender, it is normally to do with conflict or warfare. Surrendering because you realise you are beaten. You want to reduce the bloodshed and losses. Surrender comes as a sign of defeat under a white flag of truce. It means, as you are the losers, you come under the power and control of your conquerors. Subjugation, loss of status, punishment, or worse. If we look at surrender under God's perspective, it looks totally different. As Christians, we don't surrender under a white flag of truce. We surrender under the purple and gold banner of our Heavenly Father and His resurrected Son, Jesus. We do not surrender in defeat. We surrender in the victory of our Saviour, Jesus. We need to surrender so there is less of us and more of Jesus in our lives. We surrender our lives to gain more of life with Christ in us. There is nothing earthly that can compare with knowing Jesus as your personal Saviour. Luke 9:24. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. John 12:25. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. 1 Thessalonians 2:12. Encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live life worthy of God, who called you into His kingdom and glory. And Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. What an awesome inheritance we surrender into. Unending love, unending presence, unending promises. We can't buy it, we can't earn it, we don't deserve it. It is poured out into and over us by our Heavenly Father, because He loves us and wants to prosper us. What can the world offer us that can compare in any way, shape or form with what we receive from our Heavenly Father? Whatever the world has to offer will turn to dust. Our Father's love is with us now and for eternity. Let's raise the purple and gold banner over our families, our neighbourhoods and our friends. There are people only we or I know who need to know Jesus. Our commission is to bring them home. Harvest. Being a Christian is not a passive thing. It is an active living thing. If we have surrendered our lives to Jesus and received the Holy Spirit, we need to live as He lived. We are His presence on earth. Our eyes are His eyes to see need and equality. Our hands are His hands to reach out wherever there is need for love, compassion, or healing. Our hearts are His heart to pour out unconditional love, compassion, and acceptance. This is what people need to see in us. They need to see Jesus in us, in our lives, in what we say, and what we do. They need to see in us what is missing in their lives. There is a saying, a stranger is just a friend you don't know yet. Every non-Christian we meet is a Christian who doesn't know Jesus yet. John 3:16. Because God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Our mantra should be, none shall perish, not an hour watch. When a farmer plants his crop, he has a reasonable idea of when that crop is going to be ready for harvest. He may plant different crops in separate fields that come to harvest at different times. When he has harvested a crop, this isn't the end of the job. He needs to store it and take care looking after it. It is his food for his family and fodder and bedding for his flock or herd during the winter months. He also needs to prepare his fields for the following year's crops. If he doesn't prepare his fields and plants his seeds, he won't have a harvest the following year. When a farmer goes out to his field to bring in his harvest, he sees a field of golden wheat waving gently in the breeze. He knows what and where his harvest is. Our harvest as Christians isn't earthly fruit or grain. We harvest hearts for Christ. We need prompting by the Holy Spirit to see our harvest. Our harvest is all around us, but not always recognizable. We need to see everyone who comes across our path as a possible convert to Christ, someone who needs the love of God in their lives. We are the workers who go out and harvest hearts for the Lord. We need to make sure that everything we do or say reflects what Jesus would do or say. We should want people to see Jesus in us so that they want to know Jesus as their personal Saviour. They want what we have got. We want people to have what we have received when we accepted Jesus. We do not go out to make people surrender under the white flag of defeat. We go out as conquerors to conquer hearts, not lands. We step out in love, the love of Christ for every person on earth, to bring every heart into the kingdom. There is great celebration in heaven when a sinner repents and gives his life to Jesus. Shouldn't we yearn to cause celebration in heaven by drawing someone into a relationship with Jesus? More to come, a time of preparation. There is so much more to come, more from us, not just more from God. An army doesn't win the battle by sitting in their barracks. There is a battle out there. We need to be ready and willing to go out into the field. Recently, in the Glasgow Prophetic Centre's Lionbites, there has been a theme of preparation. Monday the 17th of August, Strength for Today says this: some of you are dealing with spiritual jet lag as yesterday's battles have kept you up all night and drained your focus from the now. I tell you, give me your yesterday. Lay down the fight that ended with the dusk to pick up the provision of the dawn. Sit with me to unbuckle and untie, then shake loose your worries to fall on my feet. Freshen your focus to deal with the now and rest in what has already accomplished ahead to keep you today as today. Thursday 20th of August, Go, says this: the spirit realm is noisy with shouts of the word go. Like an athletics coach motivating a sprinter, the Spirit of the Lord is encouraging his people to go now, go, go, go. It's a message that is contrary to the way of the world, which has been screaming at us to stop. It is time for you to get up, shake off the cobwebs of the past season, and begin to spiritually limber up. Get yourself ready, because a big shift is in store for those who are yielded to God. Though the world is locked up, fed up, and has given up on this year, the kingdom of God has not stopped advancing. You are needed in the harvest fields, and your light must shine in the darkness. Prepare to be shifted forwards by the Lord, who isn't in lockdown and who hasn't stopped. We go out to release prisoners of the world and bring them into the kingdom, not for them to be given a prison cell, but a room in their Father's house. John 14:2. My Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, Would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? To swap oppression for freedom, to receive the unfailing love of Christ, acceptance, compassion, healing, and provision. There are so many lost sheep out there. They may not realize that they are lost, that something is missing in their lives, till they see Jesus in us and see the light of the world shining upon them. What does all this mean for us? What does it mean for me? Sharpen my intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Be alert to his prompting. See my local area as the harvest field that is always in season, always ready to produce fruit. We need to be aware, wherever we go, plant seeds. Seeds that we may not see come to harvest, but seeds that will grow into fruit for the kingdom. I want to close by praying for us. Father God, we thank you for your unconditional love, not just for us, but for the whole of your creation. Help us, Lord, to be more open to the harvest that is all around us. Sharpen our hearing of the Holy Spirit. Open our spiritual eyes to see what you see, to see the lambs you want for your kingdom. I pray boldness over us to step out of our comfort zone and show you to the lost and downhearted, that we may bring your light into their darkness, your healing to their pain, your peace into every area of their lives. Give us the courage and words to speak to people about you. Amen.